We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 28th day of July, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And I talk about this more and more. We're living in momentous times, and I brace myself each day for the broadcast in an attempt to try to focus my intellect and really try to present you with the historical reasoned analysis that I have developed that has proven to be quite accurate via historical, current research, futurist research, and constantly staying focused on these issues and interviewing the world experts on every subject you can imagine, from political science to geopolitics to quantum mechanics, nanotech, robotics, Machiavellian, Venetian technologies of propaganda, right through Joseph Goebbels. I've done my homework. In fact, when it comes to understanding this information, I've done a pretty good job. When it comes to articulating it, that's another subject entirely, because the breadth and width of reality is so complex that the real genius is being able to communicate things in a overall gestalt that is complex while still being simplistic and speaks to the general population's subconscious mind that is already aware of these truths but has just not consciously focused on that. And to put it plainly, the Pentagon brags about this in public documents and reports we're going to be getting into this hour. They are attempting to keep the general mind in a subconscious state and to program the subconscious so that the subconscious will control the conscious, and to where the public will never wake up to just how out of control obvious the tyranny has gotten. And so all I'm trying to do here is to just point out what's already going on. The elephant in the living room, as they say, and to get people to realize that our salvation lies in admitting the problems we've got so we can get away from these problems. We didn't get here overnight. We won't get over it overnight. The journey of 1,000 miles does start with the thought to make the single step and then to finally take that step. But They've so preconditioned people that everything I say and do, I know is already pre-programmed in people. It's pre-programmed in me. I say we attacked Iraq wrongly and lied about WMDs. We fund Al-Qaeda, i.e. America. The private criminal corporate interest that have hijacked the nation are the authors and the drivers and the progenitors of it. We have gone along with it, some of us consciously, some of us unconsciously, but we're not the main culprits. And so I know that when I say the Pentagon brags that they brainwashed the American people, I know the programming at one level and is, oh my gosh, you're bad-mouthing our precious troops. No. No one is more brainwashed than people in the military, or at least the power structure wishes that. Actually, they're the easiest to wake up because they're in the middle of it and go, wait a minute, this guy makes perfect sense. That's exactly what's always been going on. Why didn't I see it? Well, you were in a groupthink scenario. And I'm doing like a cult deprogramming intervention here. And the military, though, does have an older American code still in it from before the globalists took over. So they also hear what I say and remember, that's right, that's America, what that guy's saying. Not these people coming in from FEMA giving us briefings that George Washington's a piece of trash and that communists are wonderful. We'll be right back, folks. This is a powerful broadcast, what I'm going to cover when we come back.
When you grab and mess with your friends.
KLON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, the 28th day of July, 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm talking point-free, teleprompter-free. I come to you with deep historical research, 18 years on air. I am a documentary filmmaker, and I run the Infowars.com syndicated radio transmission, as well as the nightly news. And I have a team of 40-plus crew members coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting nationwide and worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. We're not going to be talking about Wiener vowing to stick it out until later in the next hour, because it does illustrate the absurdity of what we'll put up with from politicians. And there's actually a rhyme and a reason to this. Politicians and these frontmen like Bill Clinton and others are just meant to lower our standards. I will talk about that some, one of the big national stories going on right now. And I'm going to get into some off-the-chart news. Remember back in March, I don't know, was it 5 months ago? Four or five months ago, they were going to take 10% out of everybody's bank accounts in Cyprus and then other European countries they're talking about now to give to private bankers as a bail-in. You've heard of giving the bankers trillions of your tax money to bail them out from derivatives crimes they've committed, synthetic garbage, synthetic debt obligations. The list goes on and on. We've all, you know, seen that. Well, how about now? And they're actually talking about this in Congress now, a bail-in. Well, first it was going to be 10% and then people put up with that, so that was going to be 15, then 22.5. Now it's going to be 47.5 of the nation's bank accounts. They call that a haircut, 47.5%, because you can't have these big mega bankers that are being bailed out who created trillions in fake fraud go to jail like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay. No, no, no. Instead, they get your bank account now. And that's Reuters, by the way. So it was going to be 22.5, but now it's going to be 47.5. Cyprus lenders set Bank of Cyprus bail-in at 47.5%. You know, it's like, hey, we're going to rob your bank account at almost half. But we don't call that robbery. We call it a bail-in. And doesn't that sound nice? Okay, so that's the type of news. That's the fruits of the New World Order, the fruits of globalism, the fruits of NAFTA and GATT and the Atlantic Treaty Organization and all of the authoritarianism that were sold as security. No, authoritarianism and cronyism and big centralized megabanks running big centralized governments is called nightmare tyranny. It's not called progress. It's not called progressive. It's called swindles. So big, they say it's too big to fail. So the whole society commits to it in the name of fixing it. But all that does is empower them. So we're going to be talking about that. Now, what I'm going to talk about here today is undoubtedly, and I say this a couple times a year because things get more and more wild, this is undoubtedly the most important crystallization or epiphany, clarity that I have ever had. And the clarity's been intensifying. The evidence has been overwhelming. You've seen it. Mainstream media even reports on it. I mean, this is, when I talk about this, you're going to go, yeah, tell us something we didn't know. But the point is, it's the depth of it. And this is devastating news to the globalist. And this is incredibly important news for free humanity. And you know, I tell you like it is. In fact, I get up here with such hardcore news, I know it actually demoralizes people sometimes and scares people and can be called fear-mongering, but I'm just reporting on what's going on. And I don't think you're cowards. I think you'll know the truth, know the threat, and get out of your catatonic state talking to the general public, not our regular listeners, to understand what's happening. You know, our collective house is on fire, and I'm here saying, hey, get up. I can't carry you out of here. Your house is on fire. There's like flames lapping the bed. It's already burned up half the people in the house. And you're saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. No, no. I'm documented with top economists in 1998 that they were going to create worldwide derivatives, bankrupt the world economy in the next 15 years and bring in world government. How did I know? It was in Club of Rome and Davos and other press releases. This stuff's all public. I saw a clip today of like Evelyn de Rothschild bragging about it a few years ago about how they'd implode the world currencies and bring in a planetary currency. And it's all happening. And that was on Bloomberg of all places. In fact, I meant to IM you guys that clip. I think the actual... you do have it. Good. Okay, we'll get to that. Remind me. This is just too much. See, folks, remind me next hour to play that, please. Thank you. So it's frustrating to watch them say this, watch them do this, watch them carry it out. And then sit there and people are ignorant and go, oh, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. Now, you can take basically some of my conclusions and say I'm wrong, but whatever. The point is we need to be upset about what's going on and happening. Now, I sent out some tweets at twitter.com/realalexjones. You can follow us by going there. In the last few hours that say the criminal forces in control of our government are very close to falling. Live report today at 4 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show for the free audio and video links. And the free iPhone apps and all that's all up there right now. That was 3 hours ago. The one 6 hours ago. Pentagon says they have lost control to independent media led by Drudge. See video of press briefing. Infowars.com. Then I have the link to it. I wanted to produce, and before that's a film I put out, a short film this weekend. So, see, that's the two tweets I put out today about this, and the article is up on Infowars.com. I saw this Saturday morning on Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, and I went and looked, and no one was covering it. And it was a link to the Defense Department, defense.gov, the head Defense Department spokesman, Assistant Secretary of Defense, Head of Public Affairs, George Little. That's a 35-minute press briefing. And I read the transcript, and then I went and found the link on Defense Link, and I watched the briefing, and I called up one of my writers, Adon Salazar. We worked on the article last night. He finished it this morning. And I woke up at 2 a.m. this morning. I went to bed about 10. I went to bed early. I woke up at 2 a.m. I never do that hardly. Could not go to sleep, folks. I've not been asleep over this because it's not just what he said. It's analyzing all the top brass and all the top PR flacks of the entire Pentagon who were in Virginia, in the D.C., Maryland area, complex area, and they look worse than the Germans looked in the film reels I've seen 2 days before Hitler committed suicide, and they knew the Russians and the U.S. and the Allies were coming in. And it totally clicked, and I'm going to try to go over this. Again, when we come back, this is not our military now. This is run by foreign banks on record, just like they run NATO and they're taking over the European countries. They brag about this. Look it up. Goldman Sachs brags they've conquered Europe, have troops standing by to take private accounts. I mean, I told you that 2 years ago they were bragging, and now they're doing it. And I realized it's not just the officers and the enlisted and people that I run into on the street, where now it's about half the troops. I'm in a restaurant on the street. There's bases all over Central Texas. They run over and shake my hand and say they're all awake, and that most of their units awake. About half the troops come to me. I had troops coming up to me last night in Threadgills with my uncle for his birthday. And I go to other parts of the country and this happens. It's not just the troops, the PSYOP people. And I've had them call in, had them as guests when they retire. They're awake now. And let me tell you, folks, this is what brings down tyrannies. I got some good news for you when we come back, folks. This is amazing.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, this is not going to be Junior League Radio, where we boil things down to fifth grade level and repeat slogans all day and make fun of the brainwashed liberals that are really authoritarians. This is real history, folks, okay? Real history. Because I became kind of a military history novice as a teenager, I've read hundreds of military history books, mainly in the last 100 year period. And so I've read declassified British psychological warfare manuals, U.S. Army psychological warfare manuals, Nazi psychological warfare manuals. I know what goes on at the Pentagon, and I read the declassified stuff that they've put out. So when we talk about this, I know more about the command structure and how all these people work than the average person in the military does, because they're compartmentalized. And actually, in the speech that was given last week, that's gotten no attention except for DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com, the head spokesman for the Pentagon, Public Affairs, said we've got to get uncompartmentalized and we look like fools to everybody. And basically admitted that they're the most brainwashed people out there. And so what's happening is they're realizing their propaganda is so over the top that it's backfiring. And it's making the people in the military who are engaged in propaganda, believing it's for a good cause, completely turn against them. That's why they're so worried about whistleblowers. Now, you know, last week, the Associated Press announced, so did Reuters, that they're now going to have domestic propaganda with the CIA and Defense Department targeting the American people. That's big national news. Now, that's always been going on to a certain extent, but there's the headline, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. That's already been going on. And it's not really government news. It's globalist news that have hijacked the government that's anti-gun, anti-family. I mean, you see it. It's in sitcoms, the news, the dramas. That isn't just some liberal bias. Liberal is a psyop. These aren't liberals. See, everything's a lie, folks. And I'm going to decode it for you right now. Okay? Now, if you're a radio listener, you've got to go to Infowars.com and look at the video I'm talking about while the show's on. If it's distracting, watch it after the show. But the point is, it's a 35-minute press conference, and when you see the people in the audience and the questions they ask, and some of these people are like generals, colonels, you know, heads of Air Force TV divisions, they're getting up there going, nobody believes us anymore, and I want to stop lying. And he goes, well, we tell as much truth as we can now. Now, let's not, yes, we, I agree, but we can't. I mean, it's really an embarrassing moment because this is meant to be a psyop. They've been authorized to do this because they need to come out and say, oh, we want to be your friend. We want to work with all the independent media now, which means sponsorships and buy-offs and taking people over. It's what they're trained to do in other countries. Turned against us publicly. But they need to get the troops who believe the mission's good to buy into it. Because once they're hooked, once they bite on the worm, they don't know there's a hook there. So it has to sound good up front to the public and the military. And then once they get them into it, then via peer pressure and the rest of it, they'll follow the program to embed themselves in the alternative media. Now, again, they announced last week they're going to infiltrate the media. They're going to influence us. They're going to run psyops on us. They've blown the bugle. We're being charged. This is a captured U.S. military. You can watch Army War College, professors like Thomas Barnett, who's pro-New World Order, admitting it on C-SPAN that they work for basically foreign offshore corporations. So the country's been soft-cooed. There's been a soft coup d'etat by these interests, and they don't want a counter coup. That's as they try to do their mop-up operation, get rid of the states, bankrupt the country fully to bring in more social control to make us dependent. This is all publicly written up, too, by the way. I'm not just saying this. It's outrageously public. But again, they have to kind of make a lot of it public and only thinly veil some of the more vicious aspects, because it's got to look like it's no big deal in front of the police and military. It's all part of just parading. I mean, here's an example. My wife was at a marathon in Waco this weekend, Saturday, and they had different youth corps out in uniforms running checkpoints. In fact, she got video of this. This is so commonplace that I haven't even had her email it to the office yet so we can put it together. It's in a bunch of clips where they told her, get out of there. She's like, why are there people at checkpoints with youth brigades and the police? They're like, get out of here, get out of here. See, don't ask questions to my wife at a marathon. And it's high school proms, you name it. It'll have U.S. Army there or checkpoints. I've got all these clips. They're pouring in of checkpoints in Tennessee, checkpoints in California, checkpoints in Michigan, where you'll have U.S. Army, National Guard, TSA, Viper teams, SWAT teams, local police searching everyone and pointing guns as part of a drill. Yeah, the drill is to get everybody used to just North Korea on steroids. I've talked to reporters who've been in North Korea as reporters for years, and they go, well, no, it's already controlled, so it's not like that except in certain areas. I mean, this is flaming authoritarianism. So what's the big story I'm getting at? Because we'll go to break and come back with it. What's the massive story I'm going to break down for you? I go to Drudge Saturday yesterday, and I see Pentagon spokesman, public affairs must change with the times. And he's saying we can't let Drudge Report and other alternative media and blogs communicate with the public. We can't cover stuff up. It's a 35-minute press conference because it's going to get out anyways. And when you watch this whole thing, they're going, people come up and ask questions. They go, but we're told to lie. And he's like, oh, okay, I know, but we want to be their friends now. So you can see how freaked out and depressed, but then other people have got tears in their eyes. You mean we're not going to lie to them about how we're training to take their guns? I mean, it's because they, here's the reason the military is our number one audience, even though a novice would tune in and think I was criticizing the military. If I was a German in 1935, I wouldn't be against the military. I'd be against who was in control of it. Adolf Alois Hitler. I wouldn't be against the Russian military in 1947. I'd be against Stalin, who was in control. And so the military, more than anybody, hears me on the air for 18 years talking about stuff that nobody knew about before I got on air and broke it down, because a lot of people on the inside brought me stuff and I was the only guy crazy enough to cover it when I saw proof. And when I'd go to these drills and stuff and they'd threaten to kill me and stuff, I went, well, you're training to take guns and you just threatened me when my camera was off? And then I go back to my hotel room and it's broken into. I was like, this is America. I didn't believe this stuff. I just came here to cover what you're doing. And it's, the general doesn't want you taping this. Well, I know why. It was guys in John Deere hats going, you can't take our guns. And the Marines were practicing killing them. And I got footage of it. And of course the Marines were hopping mad. They were told they were going to be court-martialed if they didn't stop me. That's what I'm telling you, folks. I found the treason. And I talked about it. The military went, yeah, we do that. That is wrong. That's why the military loves this show. That's why this broadcast is such a danger to them. That's why Drudge is such a danger that carries our news on a weekly basis. Is because we know the secrets. We know the program. I'm going to break it down and play these clips straight ahead. This is Bombshell. Bombshell.
When you grab it, that's what you're playing.
Waging war on corruption. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here on this live Sunday edition, broadcasting worldwide. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and of course weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The news websites are prisonplanet.com. We're fighting the illegal construction of a prison planet by the kleptocrats that don't like freedom because they want to secure their ill-gotten gains, and we're fighting it with the InfoWar, hence InfoWars.com. All right, I'm going to get to these Defense Department clips at the official, authorized, prepared statement of George Little, Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, with all these generals and everybody packed at Fort Meade, Maryland, NSA headquarters. Okay? Because they know that they're listening to the phones. They've got computers that break down the real poll numbers. Forbes went out and has hired data mining companies to find that it's like 80-something percent of people are pro-gun. Congress has lower than a 10% approval rating. I mean, the system's in trouble, folks. They have no credibility. And so now you've got the military commanders that are civilian and basically globalists run in many cases, trying to maintain control over the military. But then you've also got a lot of people in government who are civilian who know what's going on and are upset. I've talked to so many NSA people and reporters and whistleblowers, and they say, listen, Alex, people are listening to you in the government, and there's so little oversight on government, they all get away with it. They just sit and listen to you at these military bases, and we see it. I mean, some days, like 10% of the traffic we're getting of millions of visitors is from military bases and government bases. And I mean, believe me, they don't have 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 people from the government listening every day who are being paid to do that. And they're, and by the way, it's not just junk traffic. We can follow it. They're buying stuff. So let's make this clear. The government is not our enemy. The criminals that have hijacked it are the problem and who have hijacked our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, before I get to these clips, let me just play. I could play all the media attacking yours truly, but for every time I'm attacked, they attack Drudge, Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com. Probably, let's not exaggerate, 15, 20 times for every time they attack him. You know, for every time I'm attacked, he gets attacked 15 times or more. Because you know, his site's probably five times bigger than ours. It's the biggest news aggregator in the world, bigger than Twitter and Facebook combined. That's New York Times' own study. It's probably bigger than that. Believe me, I know nothing's bigger than a Drudge link to our website. And we have our own big stories that become sometimes the number one story on the web without Drudge, but most of the time it is Drudge that does that. I mean, it's like the big gun. And I happen to know it's really independent from a kind of paleo-conservative, libertarian, constitutionalist bent. But the reason I talk about it is, why is the Pentagon and the White House and the Justice Department constantly bad-mouthing it or attacking it or scared of it? Because they know it's real, folks. Why are they attacking us? They know we're real. And it shakes them up that they can't control the narrative, because all we do is go, okay, here's a clip of Obama saying he would not raise any taxes on poor people and no payroll tax, and he did all that. Here's Obama saying no lobbyists, he breaks all records. Here's Obama saying he cut the deficit, he more than tripled it. You know, on and on and on and on. You know, it's simply that we're going, here's what he said here, here's what he said here. Because the corporate prostitutes, the parrot press, that's what they are. They're not the prostitutes, that's a good term for them, prostitute press, but, I mean, more they're just the parrot press. The paratoots, I guess you could call them. You cross a prostitute and a parrot with a prostitute, and you get a prostitute, a parrot prostitute. But the issue here is that they're panicking because they're not all-powerful, like Hitler or Ceausescu or Julius Caesar or any of these corrupt systems. And we could see the New World Order fall if you believe it. But they've gone into all the churches with cognitive infiltration on record in the last 50 years and told them it's always the end of the world next week, so why get involved? Do what government says. Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote. Render unto Caesar garbage out of context. So that's a psyop, folks. We could fix America. We wouldn't be perfect. We can make it better. It's all in increments. We didn't go to hell in a handbasket overnight, folks. We're not going to go back to basic liberty overnight either. And it's not just the government, it's the general public is either good and wholesome, we're the people that hold the society up, and honorable, and enjoy being nice, and enjoy being giving and caring, and then there's all the crazy people, obsessed with narcissism and lunacy, and mental illnesses up everywhere, and the toxins in the environment contributing to it. I mean, you all see the craziness intensifying, and the statistics show it. We've all got to get ourselves right with God. You know, you took the Bible out of schools, folks. Look what happened. Cause and effect. Even if you don't believe the Bible's real, at least it was some basic morals. It was something. Now look at who leads our country. All the stuff you see on MTV and the rest of it. People say, oh, you goody two-shoes, you can't handle it. No, I know what it does to young minds. An adult can see stuff like that. It doesn't really do anything to them. Not young people. We're being screwed up here. And I look at this footage of the Pentagon. We'll have to get to in the next segment. But right now, let's get to these first clips, and then I'll explain why this is so big. This is just a few of them. There's so many hundreds of these. This is just five or six of them. Here is Hillary Clinton saying the government's losing the info war, the globalist offshore banks that have hijacked it. Because when they say our government, folks, it's not our government. They brag they've conquered America and the rest of the world, pretty much. Let's go ahead and go to Hillary Clinton telling you at a CFR meeting that they're losing to their people. They know nobody watches C-SPAN. We're losing. We're losing. We better do something. You see, the enemy's losing. We're winning. Let's go to it.
We are engaged in an information war. You know, during the Cold War, we did a great
Where
job
have I heard of that
getting
before?
America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. We are in an information war, and we are losing that war. I'll be very blunt
That's good.
In my assessment.
Yeah, because even though America had problems, the Soviets were super evil. So you could get a lot of power grabbed and do a lot of stuff and have Americans go along because you were fighting people that we knew were pretty super, you know, corrupt. But see, now it's Al-Qaeda that you publicly run. Everybody knows that now. That's in the news. It's like Robert Gibbs said, well, there's been a drone program for years and it's, you know, pretty much illegal, but we're not allowed to say it exists even though it's admitted to exist. And that's like the man behind the curtain. That discredits us. Remember he said that a few months ago? And they all laughed. Well, you guys all think we don't know you're conning us. We know. Now let's go to the next. And by the way, do you think Army PSYOPs and Air Force and Marine and Navy PSYOPs, you think they know America's being sold out and they're being told to lie to us? You think they like doing that? There are a lot of great people in our military. They are freaked out. I talked to them. And I saw it in this Pentagon press briefing coming up. Okay, let's go to the next clip. There's so many of these. Let's go to senior White House advisor Obama, Pfeiffer, 3 months ago or 2 months ago, saying they can't communicate with anybody or let even undersecretaries of state talk to the press because Drudge Report will get it. We'll get Infowars.com will get, Drudge will get, we will get what you said. Oh, my goodness. And then you can't control it. Let's go to that clip.
You guys love Drudge.
I'm not the only one up here.
Why does it drive conversation in your world the way it seems to?
Well, it's not that it drives our conversation in our world. I'm fairly ambivalent to what Drudge puts up on a daily basis, but this is less true now than it was before, but there's a Pavlovian response from, you know, some media outlets. It's like, why are you asking me about this? Well, it's on Drudge, you know? And so it's, you know, in some cases,
what do you say to that?
I ask them to repeat them, you know, say that to themselves out loud again and think about it.
All right, let's stop right there. According to every metric and all the press you see, Drudge only becomes more powerful, more influential by the minute. Because the other media is becoming more fractured. It's like a singularity of news. But a few sites, maybe 6 or 7, Drudge is the biggest, InfoWars is in the middle, get bigger or maintain while everything else loses their audience. So number one, he's lying. Oh, well, it doesn't have any power anymore. But, you know, you've got to laugh at that. And that's the talking point that Big Sis did when we come back in Congress. She goes, well, I don't look at Drudge about bullets. Drudge was linked to AP and to Forbes. But see, they didn't say that. It's links, folks. Most of it to mainstream news, just the stuff they don't want to be the big talking point. Drudge's secret is he takes a lot of mainstream stuff that the gatekeepers don't want to be a big issue and pushes it out there. We'll be back with the...
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so we're talking about real media, independent media, media that actually tries to find out what's really going on. It could be across the political spectrum. Just, I know some left-wing sites that I would actually call left-wing that actually, you know, try to report on real things. They report on both the right-wing and left-wing. Right-wing and left-wing, like Counterpunch. But we're discussing here today the obsession by the White House, the Justice Department, the Pentagon, the dinosaur mainstream parrot media, the demon parrot media that just parrot each other's, you know, vomit back and forth on each other, like a dog going back to its vomit. I hate to use that analogy, but it is a Bible verse. And they're just obsessed with anyone that dare point out that they're a pack of liars and that they almost have no audience. I mean, you see the numbers broadcast TV, cable news, it is in free fall. Because people in the survey say they don't trust them. So if you just tuned in, I played Hillary Clinton saying they're losing the info war, the criminals that run our government. Then we have senior advisor Pfeiffer saying, don't look at Drudge. You know, he's so horrible, basically. The whole clip, he says, we can't let our people talk to anybody in the press, even undersecretaries of major departments, because Drudge will get it. You can go watch the full clip on Infowars.com. Then you've got White House disses Drudge, Jay Carney, and then you've got DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano going, oh, whoa. You didn't just say Drudge, did you? I mean, that's kooky, made-up stuff. I mean, and then she goes, there's no bullets. We're not buying bullets. Of course, turned out they bought exactly what we said. It was on the FedBiz website. And then it turned out AP, Reuters, LA Times, Forbes all went, yeah, this is like five times what you ever bought, and you're buying armored vehicles and doing riot control training. What's this for? Everybody knows now they bought the bullets and said we were liars. Everybody knows they're deploying the drones and said we were liars. See, that's the thing. They can't lie in a vacuum because there are places like DrudgeReport.com. And speaking of DrudgeReport.com, let's put it up on screen before we go to these other clips. If you go there and click on the left-hand side, linked in red, you can see the Drudge headline dealing with the exact story we're talking about. Pentagon vows American people should hear it from us, not a scoop on the Drudge Report. And that links through to our article, Government Promises to Stop Lying Because of Drudge Report Spotlight. Shows the power of real media and breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall. Now, I've talked about that, but again, this shows that the establishment understands that we're having an effect on them, and all the numbers show that. Now, let's go to two more of the clips, then I've got to get to the Pentagon briefing before this hour ends. Second hour is coming up. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. This is the White House press secretary. If someone mentions a story on Drudge, doesn't matter if it's BBC or Infowars.com or The Hill, or Media Matters, it doesn't matter what it is. Well, Media Matters run by the White House, so they'll agree with that. They will flip out on it and say it doesn't exist. So let's go ahead to that next clip.
Thanks, Jay. I have a question. I think there's a report out today, I think it's on the Drudge Report, that the president...
Be mindful of your sources.
All right, hit pause right there. Hit pause. Back it up against this bad audio from whitehouse.gov for radio listeners. I want to play it again. They want to talk about an article linked on there. Remember, this is a page of links. Occasionally, you know, they break something. But the point is it's links, stories they don't want you to see. And he says, oh, watch your sources. And they all laugh. And they're all like, because they wish they were on DrudgeReport.com. A lot of them are on DrudgeReport.com. So they're going, why am I bad? I'm on there. See, everybody gets this, folks. This is just like the Super Bowl of websites. They're at the Super Bowl. I mean, why is that a bad thing? It's not even a Drudge Report. It's the stories that Drudge thinks are important that are important. Drudge just has a good pulse on what's happening. Let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
Thanks, Jay. I have a question. I think there's a report out today. I think it's on the Drudge Report that the president...
Be mindful of your sources.
I'm just asking the question that the president told someone he believes Mitt Romney wants to pick General Petraeus as a running mate. Do you have any information on this?
That's enough. And of course, it turned out that Petraeus had been approached and it was in discussions, didn't happen. But I mean, it's like, next they're going to say Bill Clinton was with Monica Lewinsky. That broke on Drudge, too, and everybody knows he did not have sex with that woman. They caught you, Drudge. You're wrong about Monica. Oh, he was right about that. Wait a minute. Okay. All right, well, let's go to the next clip here. And I got to stop here and get to the big briefing that's the big news here at the Pentagon, where they say we've got to basically stop lying to the public. Let's go to Janet Napolitano saying, don't listen to Drudge, not responding, why are you buying bullets that are on record and thousands of weapons and thousands of armored vehicles? No, just, oh, I don't listen to Drudge. Let's go to that clip.
I don't know if I would put Forbes and Drudge in the same sentence, but let me be as clear as I can be.
Well, leave Drudge out of it. I wouldn't. I think they're credible, but Forbes is definitely a credible magazine. And so when they use that number, and then we hear silence from the department, and Americans see the ammo shelves empty, you know, all that feeds that.
Well, like I said, it got into the blogosphere and it went viral. We understand that,
And then if you go watch the full thing, we don't have time. I mean, she just goes on to say we're not getting these bullets. It's all a lie. So, I mean, we're entering cuckoo puff land here. Okay, they're counting on you not going and checking, but because it's on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and WorldNetDaily.com and to a certain extent DailyCaller.com, even though they attack me constantly. I don't care. Whatever. I just want to beat the New World Order. All these other sites, they don't control the narrative. We have more traffic than them. I don't walk around on red carpets, you know, with my boyfriend like Anderson Cooper or whatever. I don't bring my wife and kids on TV and take them around on red carpets, but I've got a bigger audience than Anderson Cooper. It's all an illusion. Drudge has an audience probably 10 times Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper's got like 500,000 viewers, folks. This weekend show has 2 million listeners conservatively. Weekday, 3 million. It's all a hoax. It's all a fraud, and the Pentagon gets that and doesn't want to be in the bunker mentality. Joseph Goebbels, in the last year of World War II, the Nazi propaganda minister, I've seen the speech he gave with subtitles. I think it was on a PBS documentary. The point is, he said we must stop lying to the people in a speech to the SS because they don't, when our propaganda is an obvious lie, it doesn't work. When they see the truth, you've got to be honest, but then try to basically spin it to still support us within the truth. And that's what the Pentagon's doing here, because their own troops and own PSYOP officers in droves are awake and want to be good patriotic Americans. And remember what the old Army and old Air Force and old Marines were about. And the old handbooks, even in the 60s, were George Washington, patriotic, Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process. We don't torture. We don't lie. We don't steal. Now it's we lie, we steal because we're the good guys and we kill and we torture. And so the Pentagon, I mean, it's a 35-minute briefing. I got a bunch of these clips. When we come back in the next hour, I'll play the clip where one PSYOPs person gets up and goes, the public doesn't believe us. We've got to stop lying. And you see people nodding their heads in the audience. I mean, they're told to lie to us every day. They don't want to domestically come in and engage in propaganda. This is really freaking them out. They know this is authoritarianism. And he talks about the Drudge Report here, too. So, here it is, Pentagon spokesman, public affairs must change with times. And by the way, what's it from? Can't believe it. It's from Drudge. It's from defense.gov. That's what the video and audio and text that Drudge linked to. Because, you know, you can't trust him. I mean, he just linked to the Defense Department's own website. Because, I mean, he's a big liar just like us. Let's go ahead and go to the clip number one. Here it is.
All leaders must understand the role of the press and the importance of working with the media.
This is the head of the Pentagon PR.
We cannot hide our bad news stories. Bad news gets out one way or the other, and we must come to terms with telling the bad stories as well as the good. When bad things happen, the American people should hear it from us, not as a scoop on the Drudge Report. Unlike many fine red wines, bad news does not get better with age.
All right, let's stop there.
This requires
community. Let's stop there. You got to go watch the whole 35-minute report on Infowars.com, or just go to DrudgeReport.com. It's the left-hand side, red-linked. Say hi to Matt and the crew. I know they're listening because they just linked that up there on the site. And I'm glad because I saw this on Drudge yesterday and just freaked out over it. And it was nowhere else, ladies and gentlemen, that because I haven't got to the meat yet of this. I mean, they've got their people, generals and colonels and the heads of Air Force, you know, news getting up and going, no one believes us. We lie all the time. You know, and then it hurts our people. And we want to tell the truth. You can only tell the truth when your mission's really good. And here's the problem. America's been taken over to a great extent. So a lot of the mission isn't good anymore. You see? I mean, that's it. I want America to be good. I want our military to be good. And our military wants to be good. And we can do this if we realize patriotism is standing up for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and basic common human decency and common law, not saluting the flag that tyrants have and following every criminal, tyrannical, illegal order. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. right, when we come back in the next segment, because some stations don't care this little five-minute tidbit, because I'm kind of cockamamie the way I set up this clock years ago. We're about to change them to a more normal clock in the near future. We're going to finish up with the DOD press briefing by the head of DOD, not just Pentagon, but the entire Defense Department public affairs head, saying public affairs is killing us, spin is killing us, lying is killing us. And the people in the audience look demoralized, freaked out. Some have tears in their eyes. People get up and go, I want to tell the truth. You mean I can stop lying now? I haven't gotten to the meat and potatoes of this yet. Because when I have a headline, we probably should have had part of that in the transcript. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report Spotlight. They use the word lying, and we need to stop lying in the piece, but then it's not in our article. It doesn't matter. People aren't complaining because it's in the video, but I think we should have those tidbits. Of course, honestly, the story got finished being written at about 2 in the morning, and then I woke up and called the writer and said, is it done? And then read it and then approved it, and then it went up this morning. My problem is that I'm shell-shocked by all this, the magnitude of it, how real it is, watching what they're doing, and seeing that most of these government people either aren't bad people, or they're compartmentalized, or they are corrupt and evil but don't know how media works. And to know the next move they're going to make and to see the talking points and the tricks, it's pathetic. And it's scary, too. Because they're not like some omnipotent parent up there that has all the answers, folks, and knows how to, you know, has got everything in control. Oh, they're in control of our lives to a great extent, but they're not in control of themselves. And I think about private business and private life, how many egomaniacs there are, how many backstabbers, how many liars, how many criminals, how many nuts, how many delusional fruitcakes there are in this modern society, and how dishonorable as much as a third of the population is, and then another 20% is totally gullible and follows them. It is scary to think about the people, some people I know in my life, if they were a general, or if they were a PR person, or if they were a media reporter, they would be hell on wheels. And you know what? They are hell on wheels. When you lay down to authority, you get a dictator. You get a Pol Pot, an Adolf Hitler, a Mao Zedong, a Genghis Khan, and they Vlad the Impaler, and they just start killing people and dominating and stealing stuff for fun because that's what they're into. I like to take friends out and buy them a big dinner and let the wine flow freely. I just love giving to people just because it feels good. It's not like I'm a goody two-shoes. It feels good to, like, treat people. It's fun to have people over to your house, cook them dinner, hang out, you know. Fun to go to their house. I got friends that love to be hospitality to me and really enjoy it. Then you go to some people's houses, though, and they act weird about everything, and it's like they're uptight, and they don't like being nice to you, but then it's all about getting something, and you know they're going to want something, and it's coming, and, you know, it's just like, wow, I just want to be around good people, you know? And I want people to know out there, as stuff gets more and more corrupt, as things get more and more evil in this world, I know you feel like there aren't good people, and I know you feel like, so what, why should I be good? Listen, there are more good people than you know. We're just not acting out like the evil people are. And God knows what you're doing. The universe, if it's energy, whatever. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I really think humanity's greatest time of achievement is coming right now. I mean, we need to spread our wings. We're going to make it to not just the best time in our little short transient lives, out, out, brief candle, as Shakespeare wrote, but in the lives of our species. Because I'm telling you, I look at images of my five-year-old daughter last night at that restaurant. She'd gone to see an archaeology display in Waco of mammoths and saber-toothed tigers and 20-foot sloths. And she stuck two French fries in her mouth. I got a photo of it. It said, I'm a saber-toothed tiger. And she was so cute. And I just right then was willing to give up everything 1,000 times. Just for her to have a future. And once you realize it's about your kids and about their children and their children, everybody's children, then it doesn't even matter. Then it's everything. There's no more fear. You're just going to do the right thing. And then it's all answered.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't claim to be an old wise man. I'm not even 40 years old yet. I'm 39. People think I'm like 50 because I've put some wear on these tires. Let me tell you. Been on the air 18 years. Been involved politically for 20. Been awake for probably 25 years and had a lot of interesting life experiences. But I think about my grandfathers that were in World War II. And I think about all the old timers I knew and how hardworking they were and how smart they were and how decent they were. And I think about all the great achievements of America and how great our country's been. And I read all the Army training manuals and officer training publications that they've had for hundreds of years. I've read over dozens of those. Listeners are always mailing them to us. I was sent one that was over 170 years old. It's back there in the back office, all falling apart for the U.S. Army back from the 1820s. And it's all about liberty and freedom and small government and the individual and being honorable and building an incredible society. And then I see what the globalists have built and what they've done to the U.S. Army that is older than America, folks. It was founded by George Washington as a militia commander in Virginia and then modeled off that and it became our army in July 4th, 1776. And I look at what they've turned the army into. And I look at those Army soldiers from the enlisted all the way up in these PSYOP meetings, and they are genuinely freaked out because they know PSYOPs and they know what's being done to America. And they hear my show, folks, and they know I'm singing from the same sheet of music as they are, but I'm deciphering it and telling the truth of what it really is. And it's not a power trip, by the way. It's the opposite. I wish I could have a big ego and be on delusional power trip like so many people that get a thimble of power. As I get more and more influence, it is crushing to be under the microscope. What do you say about an ant who's under a magnifying glass? You call them unlucky. And to be able to see what I cover and what I do have an effect, and it's like, wow, well, I need to do a better job. And then I try to imagine people in corporate PR and government PR, who I know on average love their kids. And at a certain point, you can't package bull anymore and say it's for a greater good. I met with a former CIA section chief's son, who's a famous writer for Esquire, doing a big profile on me. And I proved so much stuff to him. And, you know, I saw him have somewhat of a new level of awakening. But who knows if it'll get past the editors. And you just come to the realization of, we either wake people up and change what's going on, or we go into a new dark age, because we've reached that event horizon crossroads. Right now, we're really going into it. We're really entering it right now. I've been saying the last few years, we're getting close to that. No, we're now entering it. I can say this week we have crossed into the vortex. No one should be saying you're bored. I'm here to tell you. I mean, this is history, make it or break it for humans. What we're going to go through, because if we have a new World War III type deal or some crazy tyranny come to power, you're going to talk about billions dead here. I mean, this is going to, once stuff gets out of control and you let the worst people get in charge, you may not believe in the devil, folks, but he believes in you. And whether it's archetypal or not, it will manifest. And the mushroom clouds and the bioweapons and the mass deaths and the dirty bombs and the civil wars will kick off, and nobody wants that. And everybody listening to me that's got any connection to reality, any spiritual connection, any discernment, any street smarts, good old boy guts, whatever you call it, you know I'm telling you gospel truth right out of my soul, right out of my heart. And I mean, the decision is now, because they're either going to have this big moment of truth and use it to bring in total tyranny and just, okay, you're under a tyranny, forget the pretenses, this is the way it is, basically martial law under another name, security. Or we're going to have a big monologue and a big debate and a big, this first will be a monologue from the mainstream media, then a debate about the future of humanity. And if there's any real debate, we start reversing the pendulum back towards sanity, back towards liberty. And by increment, we can turn this around for ourselves and our children and our posterity. Because posterity is everything. I am the posterity of my forebears that came here on the Mayflower on both sides of my family. I am the posterity that fought against the Tories in 1776. I am the posterity that, you know, my family on both sides that helped found Texas at the very core of starting the whole thing at Washington on the Brazos, the Jones family, the Ayers family, all of them. and my father and my mother meeting each other at the University of Texas in a union that went back hundreds of years to families that met together hundreds of years ago in the past, not even knowing it. I mean, there's so much going on in this world that isn't in all your little atheist books, ladies and gentlemen. There is a destiny for humanity and all of our ancestors that worked so hard that we have basic freedom now to all be squandered away for nothing. I guess I've got time to go to this next clip before we go to break. Let's, again, this is a Defense Department thing. I watched it at 5 a.m. this morning. Again, I'd watched it yesterday. And I watched it again this morning, and I made notes. But you just got to go see the whole thing because you see the faces, you see the tears in their eyes. They can't believe the Pentagon is saying, let's not lie anymore. And everyone's, we can tell the truth. And here's just one of the clips. Here's just one of the clips where the public affairs for Air Force Television, that's the person making sure the spin's right, has tears in her eyes. And she says, no one believes us. They think we're liars. And she talks about how they've lied about the jets and, you know, bad oxygen. And it turned out bad contractors. And they tried to lie about that, even though the jets were crashing. Well, we can't talk bad about our contractors. And then he kind of gets scared, though, because she's admitting it's out lying. He goes, you tell what you can. And I think this guy's probably actually a good guy. He gets, man, we're really, see, America has gotten to the point now where it's the moment of truth, that crossroads, that event horizon where everybody working in the system knows, man, this is only going to get worse if we don't turn this around. And they're all looking at their kids and going, I've studied history. This is what the bad guys do. See, it's that point of looking in your kids' eyes, ladies and gentlemen. And you as listeners have to have that. And people that make fun of us have to have that. Listen, what more has to come out about torture and government drug dealing and lying and propaganda and stealing money and foreign banks running us and illegal spying? What more has to come out before you join the Republic? Let's go to this incredible exchange, and then we'll come back and get into some other news. But here's part of it right now. This happened Thursday.
How are you?
It's my first time up here. I'm Staff Sergeant Hostetler. I work for Air Force Production.
Great.
My question is, you mentioned that we need to start telling the story about the bad news as well as the good. And the issue that I see that we're facing, I just got back from Afghanistan, and the issues that we faced before, you know, the big incident that I can think of before I left was when the Air Force pilots talked about the hypoxia that they were experiencing. It seems like we have this culture in our career to kind of glaze over these issues and put out this positive press on, no, our jets are fine. And so with the good and the bad, I don't think the American people actually trust us to deliver the accurate information. How are we, what's the plan to change that in the way ahead? Because to continue the way we have, to continue to put that positive spin, it feels like we're losing a lot of our audience because they're not listening. Because we keep saying the same thing over, everything is okay, and it's not. Like, or with the sexual assault issues.
Oh, it's not okay.
That we've been experiencing in the Air Force. So how do we change that culture from that PAO up? Because a lot of times, speaking from my perspective, and I can only speak from my perspective and a junior enlisted perspective, the younger generations get it, that we have to start being honest and forthright. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to convey those ideas and convince the chain of command to necessarily follow those or to be
ready to
put that first foot forward before someone else leaks our story. Is there a plan to kind of change?
All right, let's stop right there. And I mean, the main body of it comes up after that. You've got to go to Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com has the video linked on the left-hand side, linked in red. I mean, again, it's like watching a movie. You got to go watch the 35 minutes because then he's like, well, we try to tell the truth, but we can't always. It's extremely powerful. And then other people get up and say, yeah, people don't believe us anymore. Well, yeah, because there's criminal elements in there, folks, that ordered a murder of Pat Tillman and then a story of how he charged an Al-Qaeda nest. And then the Air Force colonel, the coroner that was doing the coroner work for the Army, would not lie and say that he hadn't been killed up close with powder burns. And then the witnesses came out, they'd executed him because he was going to come back and speak out against the war. I mean, this is like, that's why she's shaking and has tears in her eyes, because it's dangerous to talk about all this. But they're only bringing this out now because they realize they've lost all credibility. Just lying constantly. But there's a lot more. This is a big deal, though, ladies and gentlemen, that across the board, they realize they don't control the narrative. The lies don't work anymore.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, sometimes I scan through the comments on YouTube a few days after we did the live radio show. People post the video that streams out at Infowars.com/show. They say, oh, I can do a better Hank Hill than that. And they think I'm doing that Hank Hill or I'm doing Beavis and Butthead. I can't do Hank Hill.
Large fry, pie, large coffee. Got it? Pronto.
No, I didn't do that. Mike Judge did that for us. He's a listener. We're going to have him back on soon. And, you know, the guy that made Idiocracy, so many other great films, Extract, you name it. Beavis and Butthead Do America. What a Pulitzer Prize winning film. I'm joking, folks. They're all great. Office Space. People go and they see him doing the interview with us, and they go, I can do it better than that guy. And they're not trolling. They're serious. That's how dumbed down they are. I did a satire piece based on the Screwtape Letters of C.S. Lewis, where the devil's talking to a demon how to get souls, you know, what the devil really thinks. And I did it like a four-minute video, and people think I'm a devil worshiper now. They are freaking out that I played the part of the devil. The video's up on our YouTube channel. I tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. It's titled Leaked DHS. Let me find the actual name of it. I'm going from memory. It scrolled off the main page of Infowars.com. Go to our YouTube page. It's the featured video there. I put it up last night. It's got only 86,000 views. It'll probably get a million views, though. Secret DHS training video leaked. You know what? I'm going to premiere some of the films that are in the running. We'll announce third place tomorrow, second place Tuesday, first place Wednesday. First place is $100,000 for the Paul Revere contest. You can go to Infowars.com/Paul to see the top 35 entrants of over 600 incredible films. You want to be entertained, shocked, amazed, awakened, enlightened, informed, edified. This is the site. But we're going to announce that $115,000 winners in the next 3 days. But I'm going to play a few clips because we've just been playing some of the top 35 entries that conform to radio, because a lot of them don't fit. Some of the best ones actually don't fit on radio. We're going to play some of those coming up in the next segment. But perhaps I didn't tell you guys to actually get secrets of DHS training video leaked. But perhaps we'll just play it right off YouTube for folks right now. See if you can cue that up, and we'll go out to break with that. Because you know, you can't just say, hey, here's what freedom does. It creates wealth and power and independence and individualism, and that's how you get stronger is, you know, well, don't let somebody win in sports. Somebody might get their feelings hurt. Let's just stop sports altogether. Well, now everybody's a couch potato on Ritalin or Adderall. It's the same idea of don't let, you know, anybody actually be free out there, or they'll be enslaved. Well, that's why I put a video out from my perspective of what I think real evil is personified historically. And on radio, it's powerful, but not as powerful as if you look up secret DHS training video leaked, because it shows the images of the crimes, the torture, the murder, abortion, all the things the New World Order are doing. So this is based loosely on C.S. Lewis, a famous Christian who was not a devil worshiper. He did a thing from the devil's perspective, just like the famous book on Faust and Mephistopheles was written by a Christian to expose evil. I have to explain that to people. I know not our general audience, but some people. Let's go ahead and go to part of this clip.
The director of Homeland Security welcomes you to the federal family. And now a message from the shadow director of Homeland Security.
My servant's work on Earth is progressing well. I shall now make contact from Hades to Earth. My son.
Thank you.
Might a trillion children be aborted? Might our minions continue to believe that they will achieve godhood? And might we reign over their burnt skeletons for eternity? Might the universe be swallowed up and all creation fall? Hail the New World Order. Hail the globalist. Hail our creation. Hail our 12th generation. Across the space-time continuum, I feel the vision of death and hell upon Earth. Hades reborn in black death.
Soon, our armies will be released, and nothing on the planet Earth can stop our forces.
World government, Satan's throne is arising.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade.
Again, all of us at the Department of Homeland Security want to welcome you to the team. Please advance to Orientation Module 1138, Demoralization of Targeted North American Population, or Assimilation into the New World Order.
All right. That's a little art piece I put together with Darren McBreen, and of course I did the voice of the devil and his son. Just try to get people thinking about it. Even if you don't believe in a physical devil, there are incredibly evil things in history. So I'm showing, you know, mass murderers of history while the devil talks about how he wants to destroy creation, which is what the Bible says the devil wants to do. And hey, even if the devil isn't real, what the globalists are doing sure looks like something a devil would do. And so that's my point in producing that. It's just some dark satire. It's not a real DHS piece, but it's actually modeled after real DHS intro videos. They show them where here is the gun owner. He may be a terrorist. Those who believe in George Washington are extremists. I mean, I've played those. Those are real. It's like satire. What they do is so satirical, I have to make my own to illustrate how crazy it is. We're going to come back, hit the big news, and then these premiere of film clips for the radio audience. They're now taking 47%+ of people's private bank accounts and called a bail-in. Is it coming to America next?
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, to make a long story short, we usually take calls on every show, the weekday broadcast, but also the Sunday transmission. But today I'm just covering news and clips. We're going to do some film reviews here on the radio coming up in a moment. If you're a radio listener, you can also watch the reviews at Infowars.com/show. And you can also go and see all the films in full for free at Infowars.com/Paul. There's like 600 of them on there, but the 35 are on the front page. The finalist, $115,000 in cash prizes starting tomorrow in the next 3 days on the weekday show. But continuing here, the good news is I have family in the Army mainly, kind of an Army history, a bunch of family in the Army, and they're all awake. They're patriots. They know what's going on. They didn't agree with me 10 years ago. They go, how did you know all this? It's all true now. And that's what everybody else in the military, Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy, they're all incredibly awake. Navy is awake, but not as much as Marines, Army, Air Force. I'm not trying to say the Navy's bad. I found a lot of Coast Guards awake, but that's its own branch, separate from Navy. I don't know what's going on, but Navy, it's not 50% that are awake when I talk to them on the street. It's like more like 25%, but the other departments, it's like 50%. So that's a very positive thing. And understand that the globalists above our countries are funding all these different interests to create crises, so we need a big military. It's full spectrum dominance. They play us off against each other. They fund both sides, as it's historically been documented by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and others. So that's why I got into that, is that the entire government is freaking out about the alternative media. And just as Google has become synonymous with search engine, Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, has become synonymous with real news. And probably 60% of it is mainstream news. I'm doing a dead reckoning. 20% is government press releases and just what government said one day and what they said the next. And then 20% is alternative media. And they're just freaked out more about, oh, they're going to show Obama saying he wouldn't come after guns 5 years ago and then saying he's got to take your guns now. And then he never promised to come after your guns. It's the contradiction. They don't want to be called. It's like the emperor's new clothes. He's been conned to pay, millions of, pounds in gold to get this magic suit, but he's really butt naked. No one will call the king on it, but a three-year-old says the emperor is naked. And they don't want us calling that. I want to play one more clip before I get into this financial news and start reviewing some of these films that are in the running to win the $115,000. Let's go ahead, Liberty-Minded Films, the Liberty Film Festival, online film festival. Let's go ahead and go to Chris Christie. I love how Paul Ryan, we're told, is the most conservative thing since sliced bread and is going to save the earth. Turns out he's a total globalist, anti-gun, pro-open border, New World Order, Obamacare-loving piece of trash. I love how Chris Christie's going to save everybody. And now, I think he must be Barack Obama's worshiper. To Chris Christie, Obama is his god. And he's always attacking Rand Paul and libertarians, just like Joe Biden, just like Obama, and just like Karl Rove. The Republican and Democratic Party leadership cannot stand that there's libertarian constitutionalists who are actually pro-America and common sense and want a future for this country. So let's go to Chris Christie's clip.
I love all these esoteric debates that people are getting in.
Senator Rand Paul, for example.
Well, listen, you can name any number of people who've engaged in, and he's one of them. I mean, these esoteric intellectual debates, I want them to come to New Jersey and sit across from the widows and the orphans and have that conversation. And they won't, because that's a much tougher conversation to have. So as a country, and whoever's the leader of this country...
Is Obama being in the White House, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
This drift towards libertarianism?
He worships Crisco.
I don't think so, but I think he started to cause it. I don't think it's in reaction to him.
They say John Wayne had 25 pounds of undigested meat in his colon when he died.
He was going to stop this. He was going to stop that. And
I bet Chris Christie's got like 400 pounds in there.
Somebody who had top secret clearance. I said, when he sits in that chair and starts to hear those briefings, his tune's going to change fast.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, that's a bunch of bull. A bunch of briefings by a corporate-run CIA that's jacked the country seven ways to Sunday. You know what I need to know about the New World Order? I turn on every sitcom, every drama, every children's show, and it's anti-family, anti-male, anti-dad, anti-America, anti-gun, anti-private property. Bull! I know your agenda, Baron Harkonnen. I know your agenda, Chris Christie. I know Obama's agenda by the propaganda you vomit on us every day. So don't give me your stuff about when he sits in that chair and sees all the declassified stuff that our government runs Al-Qaeda, because our government's been hijacked by criminal banks that's helped stage 9/11 with Al-Qaeda so they could take our liberties. I am sick of you and your lies, pig. Oh, man, I tell you what. All right, that kind of clip gets me really mad. That arrogant piece of trash who literally is like a footstool to Barack Obama, who's lost, it was 17 points a month ago. It's like 25 points in under 30, his most fawning idiot supporters know he's a con artist. And Obama's nobody but a brand to sell tyranny, and I'm done with him. I've always been done with him, but now I realize how dangerous he was. I didn't realize 5 years ago. I didn't really oppose Obama in his election. I was like, I don't like McCain. I don't like him. They're all New World Order. Look at McCain saying, we've got to ban concealed carry nationwide. It's racist. I agree with Congressman Gutierrez. I mean, it's on now this anti-gun thing over Trayvon Martin. Like I killed kids at Sandy Hook because I defend myself. Or like, because something happened in Florida, I got to have my guns taken. Go to hell, McCain, and the rest of you scum trying to create collective guilt on me and my family. I'm sorry. And they know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. What about Fast and Furious, McCain? You've helped cover up for that's killed 2,000 plus in Mexico and several hundred here, including four police officers and two Border Patrol now, scumbag. Oh, nobody's going to personalize those people. Stop trying to enslave me. Stop demonizing my rights. If you were a smart El Jefe mobster, you would want to have a prosperous, powerful America because that's what generates the wealth for you to suck off of. But instead, you have the tyrant's instinct to shut it all down because you want to dominate everybody and make them poor so they got to come begging to you. Because the truth is, you don't just want wealth and power. You want to dominate everybody because you're a cowardly piece of filth, little scumbag at the end of the day, monopoly person. And let me tell you something, you're going on the ash heap of history, Buster. All right, I'm going to go to one of these first clips here from the film review, then we'll come back and play more before I go into a complete conniption fit. This is only a minute and 2 seconds from Drop of Water. A crew of missionaries to Cambodia talk about how democide, government mass killing, unfolded in this clip from the beginning of the film. It's like 20 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. You need to see this incredible film. Our government helped fund the Khmer Rouge that did this. Here it is.
Today, 54% of the country is under the age of 30, and unwanted, malnourished orphans litter the streets, thrown away like garbage. And despite the UN occupation of the 90s, political corruption infests every level of government.
Khmer Rouge just taught the kids how to kill their parents, how to say that parents are enemy.
Pol Pot took away their ability to dream, and he managed to do that to a whole generation of people by making the young boy kill his young sister or kill his own mother. So making the husband kill the wife or the wife kill the husband.
To help us understand what the country experienced under Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, some of the boys brought us to Tol Slang Prison, also known as S-21. It was a school that was converted into a prison where suspects were interrogated under torture before being executed. The first group of people brought there were former members of government, the military, and police. Then it was journalists, writers, and artists. Then it was anyone with an education. Even people who wore glasses were suspected of being enemies of the people.
That's right. Tyranny isn't fun because it puts criminals in charge where the journey is the destination. They just want to torture and kill. It's an exact program. It's starting here. And by the way, notice they had people be complicit in the killing. It's like abortion. Once you've done it, now you're going to defend it. Instead of admitting you were wrong, now you're part of the cult. Instead of forgiving yourself for what you've done, asking God for forgiveness, and then fighting against it, you commit to it and chant Hail Satan at the Texas Capitol. That's what's caught on tape.
Us on our backs, we went dead up to our ears. They get bailed out and keep rolling on, and we'll be paying for a million years. The folks who live in our streets giving up their homes, who used to have food to eat. The farmers don't farm, middle class don't climb. I think we lost our minds. You won't take my guns or my land, cause I work hard to see.
That's a music video to give you kind of a cross section. That wasn't a finalist, but we thought we'd play a clip of it. Jason Sturgeon, Lost Our Minds, Country Rock. That's, I mean, we got over 600 entries. That's the kind of stuff we got. A bunch of these in the finalists in the next 3 days on the weekday show for the Operation Paul Revere Film Contest that was a huge success. 600 plus films on every subject you can imagine exposing tyranny. All at Infowars.com to see for free. A lot of people I know are getting staying up late at night watching those 600 films, or at least the top 35. Sci-fi, comedy, drama, nonfiction, documentary, animation, you name it. They got it at InfoWars.com/Paul. Or just go to InfoWars.com. You can find links to it. We're going to announce third place winner tomorrow. Let's go to In Sickness and in Hell, a look at Big Pharma and the American Medical Association. Let's go ahead and play a clip of that film.
Modern medicine, revered as the champion of sickness and the savior of well-being. With the advent of surgery, anesthesia, antibiotics, vaccines, and chemotherapy, it has come a long way from its crude beginnings. Despite all of these technological advancements, there seems to be a discrepancy with the results. Chronic diseases kill at record rates, while life expectancy descends on a downward spiral. As treatments supposedly improve, the conditions they were set out to remedy do not. What if you were to discover that the current leading cause of death in the United States of America isn't stroke, cancer, or even heart disease, but modern medicine itself? In 1907, the AMA confided in the Carnegie Foundation to finance an in-depth study of medical education in America. Abraham Flexner, an educator in the employ of John D. Rockefeller, was hired to survey the country and compile data on every medical school. After 5 years of touring the nation, Flexner returned with his data in what is now known as the Flexner Report. What followed was the complete reformation in medical education. Many medical schools were forced to shut down, specifically all those that taught homeopathic medicine, as the practice was deemed scientifically invalid by Flexner. Schools that adhered to Flexner's standards and advocated synthetic drug treatments received millions of dollars in donations from the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundations.
At the Chicago headquarters of the American Medical Association is the spokesman for the majority of its 110,000 doctor members, able publicist Dr. Morris Fishbein, who opposes any radical departure from long-established medical practice.
We insist that the practice of medicine is a doctor's problem. The doctor is the only one entitled by training, by experience, and by law to take care of the sick. Medicine is still a profession. It must never become a business or a trade. Never the subservient tool.
100 years after the publication of the Flexner Report, its influence on social perception in regards to healthcare have never been more prominent. For although we have a multitude of medical treatment options, the vast majority of us choose MD-directed medicine for no other reason than the fact that it's what everyone else does.
And again, the audio is powerful, but the video, I mean, first rate when it comes to the graphics and things. I mean, it's like Hollywood level. The audio's mid-grade, which we're mid-grade in many respects. I'm not like being hoity-toity here. It's just that the footage, the graphics are world-class. And yeah, they got rid of the other four different branches of medicine that had always been there and just brought in MD, but not just MD-directed, Rockefeller-directed, where they could suppress all the real treatments and things. Very important film. See that in full at InfoWars.com/Paul, In Sickness and in Hell. Let's go to Political Earth. This is incredible. A cartoon satire that illustrates the absurd political spectrum. Let's play a short clip of that here on the transmission.
Washington, D.C., one of the most evil places on political earth.
Done as a nature show.
Has made conditions here
crikey
extremely hostile for civilized life. The only thing that reigns in this economic climate is credit out of thin air. And yet, there are political animals that live here all the time. And one of the most remarkable is hunting for power just over there.
David Attenborough with Obama.
A pack of politicians. Their hunting strategy? Divide and conquer. There they go, taking up separate positions around their target. Some from the left, some from the right.
Two different groups of wolves.
Seeking to subdue their favorite prey.
A pincer attack.
Americanus, the average American. Sipping from the mainstream media, the boobies are blissfully unaware of the approaching danger.
Obama!
Hunt.
Obama! Don't be racist! Let me eat you!
As the hyena.
An aerial viewpoint gives a new insight into their strategy. The politicians are herding the cattle down the proverbial slippery slope. Towards certain death. In this race to the bottom, you are either a predator or prey.
All right, that's good. And again, you could air something like this on Discovery Channel. If you're a radio listener, it's interesting. As a viewer, it's even more powerful. All up on Infowars.com/Paul, or just you'll see banners for the Paul Revere contest and go right there. Or type in Infowars.com, Paul Revere contest into a search engine. It'll come up. Here's one more clip. I'm going to play a lot more tomorrow of some clips. I mean, these are all great, but some clips that really fit themselves in for radio. Things like The Purge, things like United We Stand. You know, all those films, over 600 of them introduced. It's just amazing. Here's just a smattering. Some of these have a million views, half a million views, 200,000 views. On average, they've got about 50,000 views. So what's 600 times 50,000? I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions of people waking up from different angles of different perspectives, not just my perspective or your perspective. I mean, I put out $115,000 in prizes, but everybody's a winner by getting involved and putting out ideas. And it's just pure information. It's just pure awakening, because it's every different angle, every perspective. What's your idea of freedom? What's your idea of injustice? What do you want to expose? Think what the government does with over $5 billion a year to fund the, quote, arts the way they want. To put crucifix in goblets of urine and to rub an elephant dung on Virgin Mary, that your taxpayer money pays for that, or to take Falun Gong dissidents and chop them up and do human body expos for your children. That's what your taxpayer money pays for. Well, here's just $115,000 of Patriot money. Did I buy a new swimming pool or did I buy a new car? No. I took extra profits at InfoWars and InfoWars Nightly News and what we do and put it into something to build the resistance. Let's go to Second Chance. This is a video showing people being robbed without owning a gun versus old folks being robbed with a gun. And we'll play a short clip from that video, Second Chance. Here it is.
Growing up, did you have guns around your house?
No, we never had guns around the house. We just never felt like we needed them.
What about you?
When we were growing up, there were no guns in the house.
And then she gets robbed.
We can always call the police if we need help.
Then it shows surveillance footage of them being robbed. And it's a fiction film. Versus then what happens when they're armed. It's called Second Chance. It's up on Infowars.com.
Let me get the glasses.
But folks, this is all really important, but the report up on DrudgeReport.com about the Pentagon saying they're going to stop lying because of the Drudge Report countering them is unbelievable. It shows the power of the people.
See, my wife's going to lock the door. Bring the master bedroom. She's locked the hallways.
So the guy's calling 911 instead of defending himself.
She's locking the master bedroom.
You come to my house to rob me, you're going to look like Swiss cheese.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, they're dead versus if they had a gun. A very well done film.
Did you have guns around the house?
Yes, we had rifles, shotguns, pistols. They were not in a safe.
So now the difference of armed people to defend themselves. Folks, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones and get the Drudge Report article out about the Pentagon.